Advocates for a bail and criminal justice reform package station themselves outside the state Senate chambers in the final days of the budget talks, saying they intend to stay until the Republicans who rule that chamber agree to accept reforms proposed by Governor Cuomo in his State of the State message. The proposals include an end to cash bail for those accused of nonviolent crimes and steps for speedier trials. Cuomo, in January, highlighted the death of Kalief Browder in his speech as an example of why bail reform is needed. Browder's impoverished family could not afford the $3,000 that the judge set for bail.
An African American spent 3 years in Rikers waiting for his day in court to be heard on his charge for allegedly stealing a backpack. 3 years waiting to be heard for the charge of stealing a backpack. He was 16 years old. His abuse while jailed was so traumatic that Kalief Browder ultimately determined taking his life was the only way to stop his continuing pain.
Browder committed suicide 2 years after he was released from prison. Kalief's brother, Akeem Browder, was part of the protest outside the Senate.
For 3 years, they put Kalief in Rikers Island, a torture chamber. But for 3 years, they put my mother and my family in Rikers Island as well, at home. Our family suffered too much, and there's time right now in front of New York to do something about our bail reform system.
Democrats in the state assembly have already agreed to the bail reform measures. But Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan said late Tuesday that bail reform will likely not be in the state budget.
Bail reform, I think, will be dealt with outside of the budget.
Other issues tied to the budget also face an uncertain future, including the Child Victims Act. It would raise the statute of limitations for filing lawsuits from age 23 to 50 and create a one-year window of opportunity for past victims to bring civil court action. Richard Tallner, who says he was abused by a priest as a teenager, says it's time to approve the measure.
The time is up, and the Child Victims Act is ready to pass, as it has in other states.
Around 5 o'clock, legislative leaders emerged from a private meeting with Governor Cuomo. Senate Independent Democratic Conference leader Jeff Klein says he's bringing a tentative deal back to his members. Klein says portions of the budget that are now agreed to include fixes to the partial loss of state and local income tax deductions in the new federal tax laws.
We're all on the same page that we have to respond to the federal changes to our tax plan, which I think we're going to be able to do.
While Senate Leader Flanagan says he's cautiously optimistic that a preliminary deal could be reached soon, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie was more tight-lipped.
Do you have a tentative deal?
I have to go talk to the members. There's no deal.
The leaders did confirm that they are talking about reviving a pay commission to explore salary increases for lawmakers. They have not received a pay hike in almost 20 years. A previous commission fell apart in late 2016 after the governor quarreled with the legislature. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.